Hello, I'm Tech, and welcome to 3 Minutes in Shanghai for August 22nd, 2005. Okay, so I promised to explain in my last episode why it took me so long to get back to 3 Minutes in Shanghai after my return to Shanghai. I started explaining this in a recording I made not too long ago, but I'd gotten to the 4.5 minute mark and I was nowhere near finished with the story. I'm going to try to tell the very short version in this episode. The short version is that I left an external FireWire 120GB hard drive in Shanghai while I went back to the States. When I came back from the States, the hard drive no longer worked. It no longer mounted on my Mac. I didn't know this. I didn't know what was wrong with the hard drive, but I brought it into a computer shop here in Shanghai, and they promised me that they could salvage the data, if not repair the hard drive. After spending 1,200 yuan on data salvage and 950 yuan on a new hard drive to put the data on, I discovered that there was absolutely nothing wrong with the hard drive. Initially, they hadn't even wanted to return the hard drive to me, but after pleading with them, I got the hard drive back and found that all my data was still on the hard drive intact. And the quote-unquote salvage data that they put on the second hard drive was actually worthless and mostly non-existent files or files I'd never had on my hard drive to begin with. And what, in the end, was wrong with the hard drive? Well, it was a power supply problem. And there's the next little problem that I've got. I have a broken power supply, and I have no way to replace it here in Shanghai. First lesson from my experience is, if you have a Mac in Shanghai, you're out of luck. Not many people in the city have any idea what to do with a Mac, and if you ever have a problem, you're not likely to find anyone. Second lesson from this experience is that while I don't think anyone I dealt with was trying to cheat me, they all made promises and lied a little bit just to make a few extra bucks. So that's something to be aware of if you deal with anyone in the service sector here in Shanghai. They're not above lying to get you to shell out a few bucks for a service that's not necessary or perhaps even harmful. Do I necessarily blame them for their deception? I'm not sure. I know they're just trying to put some food on the table, and I know it's really hard for them to do business in this hyper-competitive environment of Shanghai, but it's something we as consumers need to be aware of, and possibly people doing business here. In the end, however, I was able to get most of my money back, and the guy was not happy to return my money, but willing to return it once the mistake had been discovered, and as long as I held my ground when dealing with him. Last thing I'd like to say is that I've had to go back to using my old PowerBook to record these podcasts because I'm getting far too much noise using the iMic USB audio system Griffin with my new iBook. This has made editing quite a chore because my PowerBook is old, slow, and doesn't work too well with Audacity. If anyone knows how to make the iMic thing better or any other solutions for recording with an iBook, I'd be happy to hear about them. That's all for this episode. Next time, I promise something slightly more interesting. I just wanted to get that onto the books. And have a good one. Keep listening. Send feedback to 3minutesinshanghai@gmail.com. Tell your friends to listen. And I'll see you next time.